Cancer and dementia are the major risk factors that increase the risk of mortality among patients with sepsis admitted to the emergency medical department, according to a study on Tuesday. Sepsis is a life-threatening emergency caused by a dysregulated host immune response to an infection that claims millions of lives globally each year. The study led by a team of Danish researchers found that age and heart disease were the other reasons that can raise the risk of death in sepsis patients within 2 years. We found that certain factors increased the risk of death after sepsis, including, not surprisingly, advanced age, said Dr. Finn E. Nielsen, a senior scientist in the Department of Clinical Epidemiology at Aarhus University Hospital, Denmark. Additionally, conditions such as dementia, heart disease, cancer, and previous hospitalization with sepsis within the last 6 months before admission also elevated the risk of dying during a median follow-up period of 2 years, Nielsen said. In the paper, presented at the European Emergency Medicine Congress in Copenhagen, the team examined deaths over a long follow-up period in a prospective study of 714 adult patients admitted to the emergency department with sepsis between October 2017 and the end of March 2018. The team found that after a median of 2 years, 361, 50.6%, of the patients with sepsis had died from any cause, including sepsis. Older age increases the risk of death by 4% for every additional year of age. Furthermore, a history of cancer more than doubled the risk, 121%, and ischemic heart disease, a condition in which the arteries supplying blood to the heart narrow or become blocked by a buildup of fat, increased the risk by 39%, dementia increased the risk by 90%, and previous admission with sepsis within the last 6 months increased the risk by 48%. Recognizing that sepsis is a serious illness with high mortality is crucial, Nielsen said. As the study was carried out in a single center, further research in larger, prospective studies is needed, the team said.